Well, you just covered it well, Aaron. We're monitoring all of the conditions you just described. Here so far in Chapel Hill, as you know, earlier today we had some rain. We've got a little bit of gusty winds here and there, and I think we can expect both of those things again before the storm passes us by. But so far, no real impacts in Chapel Hill. We don't have any serious tree damage. I understand some trees are down out west of Chapel Hill, Carborough, that caused some power outages out that way. I heard that a little bit ago. But right now, we're just monitoring conditions and paying attention to what the radar is telling us, and I'm hoping for the best. We do have resources staged in case we end up with any flooding in our low-lying areas. So we've got our swift water teams ready, and we've got some public works crews on standby if we need to clear roadways of trees or other debris. And of course, as wet as the ground has been with all of the rain the last week or so, and the expectation of some heavy winds before the storm is out of here, we expect some trees to come down. So we encourage people to stay inside and monitor those warnings and watches, and let's let the storm get past us.
And in terms of the next couple of hours, and I'm kind of looking at the radar and seeing another band of really heavy weather just to the west, and another one a little bit further to the west of that. What are you hearing in terms of what we can kind of expect to see in this area for the next few hours?
Well, really, what you've covered. I mean, I expect we're going to see some wind, and this forecast has consistently talked about high wind gusts of the type that can bring trees down. So we are expecting and prepared for that. And then also a lot of rain in pretty quick fashion. And as you know, the ground is really well saturated, so we expect that to have the creeks rising pretty dramatically, and we're monitoring that. Prepared to get people out of those low-lying areas if we need to. So right now it's a wait and see, and of course we're monitoring things out of the county to see how and if we can assist them.
I'll let you get back to it. But again, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, thanks for joining us, and thanks for all you're doing right now and, of course, every day.
Thank you so much.